Author Anne Buist has created a messy, complicated forensic psychiatrist for the first book she's published in her own name. It's called Medea's Curse. In her life outside writing, Anne herself is a leading perinatal psychiatrist. And with a passion for literature and writing that started when she was 8 years old, why the detour from creative life into medicine?
You had to pick subjects, and my father, who's a doctor, was very keen that I did sciences. And one has to do a career to make money. And even though I did English literature and VCE, and it was by far my favourite subject, I ended up in medicine. And at the end of medicine, I actually did a year internship and didn't like it particularly. And while I was doing the next year of rotations, I actually applied to go back to university and do arts with the idea of being a writer. And but in the meantime, also did 3 months in psychiatry, absolutely loved it, and also applied to get into psychiatry. So ended up doing that. And then along the way, ended up getting $4 million from Jeff Kennett and Beyond Blue to run the Beyond Blue postnatal depression program. And that kept me very busy for 4 years, very enthusiastic about academia. And that also kept me busy for quite a while. But I always kept writing in the background.
Are there similarities there? Because it occurs to me that when you're a psychiatrist, you're listening to people's stories all day, and there's a storytelling aspect. Is that a fair assumption that they have something in common?
Look, I think there is, and I think good psychiatrists are ones that really like those stories, like to hear those stories, and can empathise with them and be curious about them.
So writing has been there the entire time. In what kinds of forms has it taken over the years?
I have written another book, which is out of print these days, but still comes up on Amazon, Psychiatric Disorders Associated with Childbirth. It wasn't exactly a bestseller, but within the realms of psychiatry or perinatal psychiatry, it did okay. And also, of course, a lot of journal articles as kind of part of requirements of academe. But I also, at my first wedding anniversary, we looked at each other and said, what do you want to do in the next, 5 years, 10 years? And I said, I'd love to write a book, like a fiction book. And my husband said to me, am I going to keep hearing this every year that you would like to? And when we get to, we're 80, you're still going to say, I would like to. And I took a deep breath and thought, he's right. I actually need to do something about this. And I sort of faced my fear, which I think a lot of authors have, which is, if I put it out there, it might get rejected. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. I wrote 3 full-length novels, two of which got to the last phase at Random House and got rejected. And then that was when I got the money for a Beyond Blue project. So I stopped writing for a few years. And then when that was over, got back to it again. And while I was on a sabbatical, sort of put my hand to some very, very light stuff and got it published. So I've been practicing and honing my craft under a pseudonym, doing the light stuff, but was working on this much more, I'm not sure if serious, because it is ultimately entertainment. It's a thriller, Medea's Curse in the background, till I was finally ready to submit that.
So let's go to Medea's Curse now. It's your very first psychological thriller that you've had published under your own name. And the protagonist is Natalie King, a sexy, messed up forensic psychiatrist. Now, where did she come from?
Well, obviously from my imagination. Always people say, is it you? Obviously,
yeah, is there, was my gentle way of asking, I guess.
She's not me. What we would have in common is a curiosity and passion about our patients. Look, I have had a bit of a reputation over the years of being a little flamboyant and certainly, really throwing myself at things in, giving everything 110%, including all sorts of things outside of psychiatry, including making a movie of one of those manuscripts that I wrote many years ago. We made a full-length 1.5-hour movie that's kind of was showed at the Kino Cinema but never to be seen or heard of again. But that was a lot of fun.
Now, I read an interesting story about this particular film, that after showing it to, and I don't know if this is true, I read this in an article that I read about you, that after showing that film, you were advised by a psychiatry professional not to keep making films in terms of, you know, if you wanted to keep a career in psychiatry. Is that true? And
it was not so much about making films. It was that particular film.
Right.
Because I played the part, because we had, it was a no-budget film. That said, we paid the cinematographer, which is the only reason it was watchable. But we and our friends all played the parts. Hence, it was not all that wonderful. I have definite new respect for actors and their skills, which are not something I've ever studied. But it was because I played the part of the heroine, right. And the heroine was not Natalie King, but she was certainly a flawed psychiatrist. And a lot of people watching that movie, it was just shown to friends, really struggled to differentiate between the people playing the parts and the actual character.
Right.
So, yes, but it was very clear that I did not have an acting career ahead of me when I watched that movie.
So in creating Natalie as a forensic psychiatrist, is that still within your realm of expertise, or did you have to go off and research a whole new job for this character?
Look, technically I belong to the forensic section, but I don't, the only forensic psychiatry I do is related to perinatal, so hence covers very much the area that Natalie gets involved in. Mm-hmm. Her actual job, I mean, I worked briefly at Deer Park Prison for about 6 months a number of years ago, but I do a lot of criminal and protective services work through the family courts, children's courts, and I was recently in Sydney at the Supreme Court. So infanticide and child murder certainly are cases where I have consulted on.
And these are very dark places to go, both in your real life and in this fictional life as well. Where do you find these cases? Where do you have you picked them up along the way?
As in the real cases or the
books? The cases in this book.
The cases in the book are absolutely fiction. I started off writing Medea's Curse as non-fiction. And because I had some cases, some of which I'd actually worked on and some of which I'd just been an expert witness on. And I sort of started writing, and I had what I really wanted to do was get to people to understand some of the background stuff, because there's a lot of judgment about them being bad. And I really wanted to help people understand the very complex nature, including of women who are depressed or psychotic, that end up in these really tragic circumstances. But writing it as nonfiction became extremely problematic because I decided ethical reasons, I couldn't actually do cases that I had been personally involved in. And then it started to become more and more complicated. And in the end, I decided I wasn't an investigative journalist, and it wasn't my role as a psychiatrist to bring up some of those traumas again for those families, even if I hadn't worked with them. I think there's no doubt that some of the wonderful books like House of Grief do bring up traumas for the families involved. I just didn't feel that was my job. So making it fictional meant it opened up a much bigger opportunity for me to be, in a sense, truthful and really explore some of these issues. And I guess one of the things in Medea's Curse, compared to perhaps classic crime novels, is the ambiguity. The law is much more black and white, and Natalie talks about this and rages on about it, whereas psychiatry is not. Psychiatrists have differing opinions about cases, but also whilst you might be able to prove, yes, a person actually did something or didn't, actually prove what their state of mind at the time was is a much more complex thing to understand. And that's what Natalie's really, really fights to do, is to understand what's happening.
Now, Natalie herself is a flawed and complex character as well.
I think there's a couple of reasons. I really don't think people believe in perfect characters. They just don't exist. Mm-hmm. And in psychiatry, and obviously I'm a psychiatrist myself and I know many psychiatrists, and we have within psychiatry, just like every other profession, a whole range of people who flawed in varying ways. I think as psychiatrists, though, we are also really well equipped to have that insight into ourselves. And there's been a long, long history of psychotherapists having their own analysis, so they understand their own issues that come up with their patients. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of what we get with her supervisor, Declan. Mm. And Declan is also there as the moral centre of the book, as you know, he's perhaps a little bit uptight and a little obsessional, but he's certainly right across Natalie and is there to help her be safe. She's very passionate about her patients, but he's also wanting to point out to her when her own passion gets in the way.
You're listening to Books and Arts. I'm Melanie Tate, and my guest is Anne Buist, the author of Medea's Curse. Anne, you alluded earlier on in our conversation to your first wedding anniversary, and you've had a long marriage to the author of The Rosie Project, Graham Simsion.
I have.
Now, he's quoted recently as saying, "You've always been the writer in the family." So I wonder what happens then when the non-writer of the family is on the New York Times bestseller list. How does that make your creative partnership go?
Look, I keep asking myself, am I really not being in denial and not being insightful into my own problems?
Right.
But I'm really, really delighted for him. Uh-huh. Absolutely so excited for him. If he'd been writing a thriller, I might not have been quite as happy.
And you've got another Natalie King book that you just mentioned. Where do you see the future going for Natalie King?
Well, I have four already
wow.
in my head, and if texts keep publishing it and people keep buying it, which is kind of tied in together, I suspect, then I may take it beyond that, though I also have an idea for a totally non-Natalie psychological thriller mm-hmm. as well that I want to find time to do, as well as we've already drafted a joint book with Graham and I, tentatively called Walk to the Stars, which is a sort of a light romance set on the walking the Camino de Santiago, which Graham and I did in 2011. So I've got a few other books as well. But for the Natalie King, I've got four in my head, and there's certain things in her personal life that are driving that theme-wise, as well as the actual crime, if you like.
Anne Buist is the author of Medea's Curse, published by Text.